This is a question. What do I have to give? I want to first say good evening to everyone, and I give my love to each and every one of you. And let's bow our heads. Dear Father, Thou art God Almighty, and for this we're thankful that we can depend on You, Lord. We ask for Your blessings upon Your word tonight, Your anointing, and Your strength. In Jesus' name, amen. One day I was in my house, and my mind was going over something that I wasn't feeling too comfortable about. It was like someone that, you know, a situation that seemed to be negative. And the Lord spoke to me. What do I have to give? And He showed me that for this negative, possible negative situation, you have something to give. You can give love to the very one that maybe doesn't care so much about you. This is what the Lord showed me. And as He was talking in my heart, I just was ready to shout right there in my own house. If I had the strength, I probably would have been. I was just so inspired and encouraged. And tonight, I want to share the thoughts the Lord gave me. And I trust that they will encourage and inspire you like they did me. So what do I have to give to the world around me? That's the question. But let us go back to God and Jesus. God gave His Son. God commended His love toward us in that He gave His Son. And let's look. I kind of like a little interaction from you. So let's quote John 3:16 together. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I could have read that to you, but we know it. So let's say it together. And we think about how that God so loved us. He loved us. What did He give us? He gave His Son. He gave us His love, and He gave His only begotten Son. We weren't worthy of it. We hadn't done anything to merit that. But yet, He loved us. And so, we want to look at our dear Lord and His love to us. Let's go to Romans 5 and 8. Somebody read that, please.
Us.
See, we weren't worthy. We didn't do anything to deserve His Son. We didn't do anything for God to give us, but God is a giving God. Isn't it wonderful to know that God of the universe, God who made the world and all that therein is, gives. He loves and He gives. Let's go to 1 John 4 and 9. I think about every day we are basking in the blessings that God gives us. When we open our eyes, he gives us the ability to see around us. When we get out the bed and walk, he's given so much to us. Oh, how precious it is to serve an almighty God, could speak everything into existence, and yet he is so loving to such weak and feeble people. You see how I'm doing like this? I don't feel any dust. But if there was dust, that's what we're worthy of. That's what I consider myself. Mm-hmm. Dust. And yet, God loves me. Amen. I can take it personal. God loves me. And he gives to me. Yes. He gave me his son. 1 John 4:9.
And this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him.
Yes. Thank the Lord. So God loved us. God gave to us. And then God gave his Son, and his Son gave to us. Let's go to John 5:13. His Son gave his life. Notice how God gave his only begotten Son. He gave the best that he had. And his Son, in turn, gives the best that he has. All that he has. Is there anything else we can give more than our life? No. So here we have a loving Father that gives his Son, and a loving Son that gives his life for us.
1 John 5:13.
These things have I written unto you that believe.
No, it's John 15:13. Saint John.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
And read the next verse too,
please. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you.
See, he gave, there's no level of love higher than that. He laid his life down for us. Let's read John 10 now. And read verses 14 and 18.
I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. No man taketh it from me, but I lay it down of myself. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it again. This commandment have I received of my Father.
You see? No one took his life. They think they did by nailing him on the cross, but he willingly gave his life. He could have called 10,000 angels. He could have, there in the garden, he could have refused to go through it, but he didn't. So he laid his life down for us. And so, now, what do we have to give? Now that we have been given all of these blessings, we have been given Jesus Christ himself, what do we have to give? Or what do I have to give? We want to be a giving person. We don't want to be where we are just reacting to the negative things that happen around us. But we want to give something positive in this place. We want to give all that we have. What do we have? We have Jesus, right? We have the love of God also. He has given us his Spirit. And by his Spirit, we have the power to show love to others, even when things are not going well. Let's read 1 John 4:11.
Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us.
So you see, this is what we can give to the world. To the world around us, we can give Christ to them. They can see Christ in us. When we live the life of Christ in this world and have the attributes of Christ, we are giving to them Christ. And we also give him the love that is in Christ. The love of God that's shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, we can share this with the world. Let's go to Matthew, verse 10, 7 and 8. And when I read this scripture, it was just such a blessing to me.
Matthew 10, 7 and 8.
Mm-hmm.
As ye go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give.
I want us to think about this. Look at all we have received Christ. Now we are able to give what this to the world. We can heal the sick, and that's not meaning that we're of our own power, but it's through Christ that we can do these things and raise the dead. All the things that men need, we can give it to them. I want us to look at Acts 3, verses 1. We're going to read 1 through 8. And let's see how we can give unto the world.
Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God.
How wonderful. They say, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I unto thee. And here they had Jesus. And through Jesus, in the name of Jesus, they can lift this man up and give him what he needed. And we can do the same. Let's have faith and confidence in God that we can do the same, that we can give what God has given us. And so, like in the other scripture says, freely you have received, freely give. Let's freely give to the world the things of Christ. How can we give love? If we go to 1 Corinthians 13, we'll get a little picture of how we can do this. We can do this through our interaction with people on a daily basis. We have something to give them, to offer the world. And let's be encouraged to do all we can to encourage somebody. If someone is down, let's lift them up. If someone is sick, let's pray that God will heal them. If someone is in need in any way, let's supply these needs freely. We have been given freely. We have received freely. Amen. Give. Let's go to 1 Corinthians and look a little bit into how what love really looks like when it comes to our dealings with other people. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. This is the divine love of God. Charity is. Charity suffereth long. Can we give somebody some patience? We can do that, can't we? Can we bear with them when they're not so nice? Yes. And is kind. When we have Jesus, we can do this. When we have the Spirit of the Lord, we are equipped to give love when there's not a lovely situation. And also, when we're bearing with them, we're kind while we're bearing. See, sometimes we can bear with people, but we're kind of grumpy. That's not giving Jesus to people. But when we bear with people and we're kind while we're bearing them, that's the divine love of God. And hold on just a minute. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Charity suffers long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Can we give people an attitude of not the opposite, that we won't be envying whatever's going on, but we're just satisfied with other people being exhausted or having things, even if we don't have it? Charity vaunteth not itself. It's not puffed up. Can we give them a humble attitude and spirit? Does not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own. Can we give them an unselfish attitude and way of handling people? It's not easily provoked. Can we give them an attitude of gentleness and not being provoked at things that are negative? Thinketh no evil. Rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. We can give, these are things we can actually give people because it's going to be a part of who we are. Because of God and because of the love of God in our heart. Charity beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. So, this is how we can give love to the world, because they are going to see these fruits in our lives. Now, I want us to think about how that when we do all of these things, we can be able to give to others the things that Christ has given us. Christ, God gave us his son. God gave us his love. And now we can do the same to others. I want us to look at one example in the Bible, and that's Stephen. Stephen gave forgiveness, he gave love, he gave Jesus to these people. When he was talking to them, they did not like it. They it's in Acts 16, and let's go to 8 through 15 and see what happened and see what these people, what he gave them in an adverse situation.
And they passing, I'm sorry, 16 and 8?
Yeah.
And they passing by Mysia came down.
I think I wrote that down wrong. It's probably 16. Oh.
Let's see here.
Hold on just
a minute.
Yeah.
What's that, 5 or 6?
Yeah. So I think 7. No, I'm sorry. It's Acts 7. First is 6 and then the 7. So let's go to 6. I wrote down 16. You all have to bear with me because I have tremors. And sometimes I hit the wrong numbers. It's 6.
6 and 8. Mm-hmm. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Then there arose certain of the synagogue, which is called the Synagogue of the Libertines, and the Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and of them of Cilicia and of Asia, disputing with Stephen. And they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit by which he spake. Then they suborned men which said, "We have heard him speak blasphemous words against Moses and against God." And they stirred up the people and the elders and the scribes, and came upon him and caught him and brought him to the council, and set up false witnesses, which said, "This man ceaseth not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. For we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth shall destroy this place and shall change the customs which Moses delivered to us." And all that sat in the council looked steadfastly on him, saw his face as it had been the face of an angel.
Wait a minute. All these people are bringing all these accusations against him. What kind of face can I give people when they do that?
Amen.
Stephen gave the face of an angel. And so we want to be able, despite of whatever adverse circumstance we're in, to have the countenance of Jesus on our face. And then we go to the 7th chapter, and we're going to read what else Stephen gave. Let's start at 54, because it's a long chapter, and we're going to go to 60.
When they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed on him with their teeth. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God, and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." Then they cried with a loud voice, and stopped their ears, and ran upon him with one accord, and cast him out of the city, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, and saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." And he kneeled down, and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." And when he had said this, he fell asleep.
I almost can't talk about this without being so touched to think that they were gnashing on him with their teeth. They stoned him. They cast him out. And all of this. And instead of accusations or maybe harsh words, what came out of him? "Lay not this sin to their charge." That was love. Stephen gave the world love, and he also gave them forgiveness. What about you? What about I? Can we do that? Can we give the world love when they're hating us? When they're railing on us when they're destroying our name? Can we give love? One scripture in Romans, I believe it says let's go to Romans 12, 18 to 21. We don't want to be overcome with evil. Even though we might be misused or abused or talked about or ignored or any of those things, we don't want to get under it. We want to overcome evil with good. Did you find it?
If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good.
Can we do that? Can we feed our enemy when they're hungry? Can we love our enemy? One other scripture says, love your enemy. I believe I tried to find another one that I believe says, love and hate not. But no matter what happens to us, let's be encouraged to give the world love. Let's be encouraged to give them Jesus. Pray for me.